Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to We Talk Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the E-Man After Show. We're so excited for another show tonight. We're here. Well, I'm sitting here with the man. He's a man in the big chair. Yeah. E-Man. Well,
hello, everybody. We want to welcome you guys tonight to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yes.
You are listening to your number one radio listening station over here on We Talk Radio.
Yes.
Well, Mandy, we have made it back to another Sunday night right here on the network. Mm-hmm. Just come off of your show, Mandy, the Mentor Show. We so excited and delighted that you guys would come in and join us on tonight. All of you out on the network, all of you out on the phone lines tonight, join us tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. Listen, we have a brand new website over here on We Talk Radio. It is www.wetalkradio.com. And, well, we're on all social media. And so we want you guys to follow us. I know we own all type of social media. Man, what social media we own over here on We Talk Radio?
Yes, yes. You guys can catch us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Of course, guys, you can catch us on YouTube, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yeah, we're on all social media, man, and we want you guys to follow the E-Man After Show. We want you to follow all the episodes and shows that's over here on this particular network.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited. We are running. We're broadcasting live in the E-Man studios on tonight. I got my sidekick in the building. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that will hang out with us on tonight. We got a YouTube channel we pushing, Mandy.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we are. We want you guys to go to our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Listen, we ain't begging for you to go. But we just asking you to go over there, and I'm going to twist your arm and make you go to the YouTube channel.
Right.
You know, listen, you can like, you can share, you know, you can make a comment if you like.
Mm.
But we'd love for you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. What is our YouTube channel? It's We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is.
And so we want you guys to go over on the network and join us tonight. Yes, it is the E-Man After Show. Man, if they want to subscribe for the YouTube channel, how do they subscribe for the YouTube channel?
Yes, guys, you just hit that subscribe button and you'll receive the latest updates, learn more about our radio personalities here on We Talk Radio Network. And also, you just don't want to miss out on the fun, the events, and everything that we have going on over here.
Yes. Well, we're so appreciative to all of you guys that's hanging out with us on another Sunday afternoon. Been a long day today, man.
It has been a long day today, E-Man.
Yeah, I have did two services, and I'm on my second show for tonight.
Right.
Had a blessed word on today, you know. We broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. We are broadcasting in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, but we're all over the globe.
Yes, we are.
And those of you know, if you follow the E-Man After Show, I do the Potter's House, and do that service and then run over to New Grace Pentecostal Church of God in Christ.
Right.
And we stream over at that service at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, shout out to Pastor Nathan Schaffner.
Yeah, Lady Schaffner, and we're appreciative of them. Then I come home and take a nap and get ready to do this these two shows that we do on Sunday night, Mandy.
Blazing the Trail, right?
Yes, and so to all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, all of you guys over the network, we're so appreciative that you will hang out with us tonight.
Yes.
I know this is a late show.
It is.
Yes, and a lot of y'all go to bed early.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, to all of you that stay up, you know, y'all don't go to sleep when y'all go to bed.
Right.
You know, y'all just get into bed and watch TV so you could be listening to the Human After Show.
Yes, all you have to do is click that phone, click that button.
Yeah, all you do is click that link that's out there. Yo, to you surfing on the network, we're appreciative of you joining us on tonight. All of you around the globe, we thank you for joining We Talk Radio Network. This is what we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Right.
Why? Because we are your number one listening station.
Yes, we are.
We're excited tonight about tonight's show.
We are so excited, D-Man.
Well, let's do a recap from last week, man.
Let's do a recap from last week.
We had actress Aaliyah Muhammad was with us last Sunday night.
Yes.
Yes, just a young lady, an awesome young lady. We was so appreciative of her, and Aaliyah really tickled me because, you know, she just a little ball of joy.
She was. She was a pleasure to have on last week.
Yes, and she has a lot of things going on. And because, you know, all month long, we've been celebrating African American Month, Black History Month.
Right.
And we have had we have had a filmmaker, and we have had an actress, which is Aaliyah Muhammad. We had her father, Arthur Muhammad, and a lot of you guys know Arthur Muhammad because he is the filmmaker of the Carter High movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah, his daughter, and she was featured in the movie.
Yes, she was.
But she's got so much going on now.
She has a lot going on. She is really moving and progressing. We know that she's a kindergarten school teacher,
mm-hmm.
right? And also we know that she played in Zola, in Scam Austin, and mm-hmm. Bella Thorne.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And she has a lot of things coming that's coming soon, right?
Right, right, right. And so she did a couple of podcasts. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah just always out there on the scene. If you want to follow Aaliyah, you can go to Instagram at Aaliyah Muhammad, or you can go to TikTok at Aaliyah Muhammad.
Right.
And you can find out all her greatest movies and all the things that she's working on, because she's writing and producing, and she's directing, you know, her own movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, she is.
And so we appreciate her. I think it's a teachable moment that she's writing and producing and editing, getting ready to, you know, because she's a little kind of like a little coach in teaching how to do acting and stuff like that.
Yes, she is.
But we really enjoyed her on last Sunday night. We was appreciative that she would come and hang out with us, and just a little ball of joy.
She really was.
It's
a pleasure to have on the platform. And guys, if you know somebody that's a great acting coach, have them to reach out to Aaliyah Muhammad. She put it out there last week.
Yes, she did. Well, guys, we're excited about what's going on over here on We Talk Radio. Listen, we've been in existence for 12 years.
Yes.
Running strong.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so we want to shout out to the owner and CEO, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
You know, she's a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
People, even why you say she's a black woman, why not?
She is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
365 days out of the year.
And listen, we are representing our own, okay?
Yes, and so shout out to Miss Kia Davis. You know, Miss Kathy Hughes is going out on the scenes, and mm-hmm. Kia Davis is on the scene, and We Talk Radio is in there somewhere.
Sure, you're right.
And so so shout out to Miss Kia Davis, and shout out to all the personalities over here on We Talk Radio.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Yeah, we're so appreciative. We want you guys to, you know, keep it locked right here on We Talk Radio. We have a lot of great shows for you guys. We have a lot of things that's going on over
mm-hmm.
here. You can get some every day of the week over here on We Talk Radio. Listen, guys, if you want to email me, you know, because this is a being show, and a lot of times we we put out Big Six questions and all that type of stuff. But if you want me to talk about something, and you got something in your mind, and you want to email me, you can email me here at eman@wetalkradio.com. I'll get your emails and I'll read them. And you'll log into the show and we'll be talking about it. Yes, because we got something we're going to say.
Right.
Yes, and so you can do that. Hello, Dallas Fort Worth.
Hello.
Hello tonight. We're so glad that you guys is hanging out with us, those of you that are sitting around the crib.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people around this time of the night, what time is it?
They winding down, man. It's 9:09 right now. A lot of people are winding down, getting ready for Monday morning.
Yes, it's 9:09 Central Standard Time.
Right.
9:09 Central Standard Time.
Don't make a sign out of it now.
You know, and people are winding down, but you know, you got those night owls.
You do.
And so it's a lot of people out on the street right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people at the computer. It's people even at work.
Right.
And they're tuned in to We Talk Radio tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so appreciative of that. And it's good. Why? because we got a young lady that is joining us tonight.
We do.
It's Miss Dionne Lack.
Yes.
Yeah, she's be joining us tonight. She is an author and a radio host.
Yes, she is.
And we have her on tonight. And she's African-American. She's a black woman.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're celebrating her tonight and everything that she has going on, E-Man.
Yeah, well, it's Black History on the E-Man After Show. Yes, and so we have Miss Dionne Lack. We so appreciate that she would take time out of her busy schedule and hang out with us. I wanted to bring this young lady on to talk about all the great things that she's got going on and all the things that she's doing. Why? Because really, man, is she just doing the doggone thing?
She really is. You know, Ms. Dionne Lack, she is an associate creative director and social media and marketing manager at Independent Contractor.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Also a former marketing PR at Destined to Be Productions.
Well, you know, what I didn't know about Dionne Lack,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know she was the executive assistant development manager for the Tom Joyner Foundation.
Oh, really?
Yes, she is. And,
all
you
right.
know, I worked for Tom Joyner.
Yes, she did.
That was my mentor.
Mm.
You find out a lot about the people when you listen. My sister brought all this research in. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, she's just doing the doggone thing. You know, she's just out in the community making it do what it do.
Right.
And so we got her tonight.
We do have her tonight.
Yes, and we're so appreciative that she would join us tonight. What else do? Let me see what else
she
does.
Also, she has a former public affairs assistant, industrial relations assistant.
Yes.
So, yeah, she's been just blazing the trail.
Yeah, she's blazing the trail, Mandy. We're going to be talking to her. What I did not know also, Mandy, that she went to my old alma mater. She went down at a TSU.
Okay.
Hey, don't be jelly. Yeah, she went to a HBCU too.
You never know.
Yeah, I went to Texas Southern too.
Right.
You know, because I think she got her master's in art and science degree in mass communication at Texas Southern.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got a bachelor in art degree over there at U of H.
Right.
We call it U of H University at Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been down there all down up there on Scott Street, down there at French's Chicken. Just doing the doggone thing. Well, we're going to talk to her a little bit about all of that when we get on the line.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, because she's a pretty busy woman.
She is. She has a lot going on.
Yeah, she's a mother. She's a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneur.
Right.
She got all kind of stuff going on.
Yes.
But she wrote two books.
Yes, she did.
And we want to talk about that with her tonight.
Yeah, we really want to talk about her two books that she wrote. We have A Mother's Wish.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Esther, the Queen of Peace.
Yes. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that when we get her on the line tonight. Miss Dionne Lack, she got a lot of things going on. Dionne Lack. You know, when I saw, just before we go to break, mm-hmm. when I saw LAX, I saw LAX.
You saw LAX.
But I'm going to talk to Dionne about that when I get on the line.
Okay.
I'm going to see what that last name means.
Okay.
Yes. I got an idea. And I'm going to put it out there to her tonight, Mandy.
Okay.
LAX.
LAX.
Yeah, she must be rich. But, man, we got a new segment coming to the E-Man After Show.
We do.
Yes, we got a new segment that's coming to the E-Man After Show. Start March 20th.
Mm-hmm.
March 20th, that's a Sunday night. Yeah, the segment that's coming is Encouraging for the Soul, Encouraging for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Right.
This guy, he's bringing his segment to the E-Man After Show. It's going to be off the chain. So you guys, listen, we want you guys to keep it locked. We want you guys to pay attention to what's all going on over here on the E-Man After Show, because we got a lot for you into the new year.
Right.
We making it do what it do in 2022. So listen, guys, we got to take a break. When we come up out of this break, we shall have our special guest that's standing by. She's a radio personality.
Yes, she is.
Right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an author. She's an entrepreneur.
Yes.
The sister just got it going on. And so we so appreciative to have her tonight. But we're going to take a break. When we come out of this break, we shall be talking to our guests. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more stuff right after this.
Keep a pen in it. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound. Not even one sad day or minute.
tell you how you feel me. I'm happy as I can be. You have come to change my whole world. Bye bye, sadness. Hello, sadness. And what a wonderful day.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
I'm filmmaker Arthur Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Uh-huh.
Hey! Oh, yes. We're back. Come on, Bob, with me, Mandy. Come on now. Hey! Yes. Uh-huh. Party. 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got it his name. I threw a mute on how to stay paid. Oh, yeah. Ask me how I stay so late. Good time like J.J. Well, what I know y'all mom is here. I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even piss off because I got what it takes. And if you want to know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, because I'm the man. Oh, yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. So welcome back to the E-Man After Show. Well, hello, Amanda. We're back. We're so excited and delighted that you guys will join us for another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen,
and we take action.
Yes, this is your number one listening radio station on a Sunday night.
Yes, it is Sunday night.
Yes, it's beautiful outside, a little chilly outside. Mm-hmm. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it's a little chilly outside.
It is chilly.
Yes, and so we're excited that all of you guys over on the network, all of you guys on the phone line, we so appreciative that you would come out and hang out with us on tonight. I'm E-Man, that's Mandy over there.
Right.
And so we so appreciative for what you guys are, when you write me and you give me a lot of encouraging words, or I have got so many emails and different ones that just really appreciating the show. And I got a lot of content. I've got a lot of books that I'm reading.
You busy.
Yes, got a brother getting ready to come on. He wrote this book, man, and it's called The Untouchable.
Uh-huh.
No, it's called The Untaught in Christian.
Right.
And very good read, interesting read. And we're going to be talking to that brother real soon. But, man, I got a new segment coming to the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a new segment. We're going to be featuring a new segment starting in March. Yeah, March 20th, you got this brother coming on. It's Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So we'll tell you guys more about that later on, you know. Why? Because we have a young lady standing by on the phone lines tonight. She is an author.
Yeah.
She wrote a couple of books. Mm-hmm. And she's an entrepreneur. And she's a radio personality.
Yes, she is.
She is a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's somebody's mother. She's somebody's wife. And she's just busy.
She is busy.
And she just got it going on.
Yes, she does.
And so we're talking to her tonight about all this stuff that she got going on.
And we're excited to do so.
And we're glad to have her tonight. She is the co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's see if we can get her into the conversation. Miss Deanne Lack, hello, how are you tonight?
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. We're doing absolutely fantabulous. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. Great up at this 9 o'clock hour. Y'all got me getting kids to bed early.
You should have brought them around the radio. This is not the after hour show. This is not when the lights go out.
If they didn't have homework to wrap up, they sure would be.
right. Well, Ms. Deanne Lack, we're excited to have you to. Welcome to the E-Man After Show tonight. We're so appreciative that you will stay up with us. I know it's a late show. I get that all the time. It's a late show, but everybody don't go to bed at 9.
I know.
Right. Well, we're glad to have you to come on tonight. You know, I'm just fascinated with your name because it says Deanne Lack, L-A-X. I want to start right there. LAX. When I think about LAX, you know, I fly a lot, and it's a big old airport out there in LA called LAX. You part owner of that airline? Can a brother get some money up in here?
Man, I wish. I mean, you know, when my husband and I visited LAX years ago, actually, you talked about Tom Joyner earlier when we went on one of the cruises. We took a picture of the airport sign. But, of course, there's no relation as far as I know. I mean, it's just Los Angeles Airport Exchange, I guess. I don't know. But I Lack, lacrosse, the sport lacrosse actually uses the word Lack as well to shorten lacrosse. So Lack is in lacrosse, and I try to encourage our son. My daughter might play lacrosse later, but I tried to encourage him to play lacrosse years ago so that, you know, maybe that can have some significant meaning with the last name and everything. But as far as I know,
you better
LAX
go dig down in your family tree. You might be connected somewhere up in there.
Well, I know. Well, my husband actually is, his family is Chickasaw. And so LAX, actually, the actual sport lacrosse is a Native American sport. So LAX has to come from somewhere within that Native American side. That's the only thing I can think of.
I know that's right. Well, we so appreciative to have you, Miss LAX, Miss LAX.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to your husband, Mr. LAX, Mr. LAX. I think y'all got some hidden money we don't know something about.
All right.
You know, because we borrowed money over here from you, man, after show.
$5.
Hey, you see them casinos in Oklahoma, Chickasaw, Choctaw, all that, so I would not be surprised. We need to dig real, real deep.
Show that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're excited to have you tonight, and to, those of you on the network, we appreciate you. Those of you on the phone line, we have our special guest tonight. She is an author. She is a radio personality, and we're so appreciative of her. She's a mother. She's a wife. She's an entrepreneur. The sister just got it going on, and it is Black History Month.
It is Black History Month.
And so, Ms. Dion, to those that's on the network, those that's on the phone lines that never heard of you, won't you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you do and who you are and what you do, ma'am?
All right. Well, I'm Deanne LAX. I am a wife and mother. I am also an author. I have two children's books, A Mother's Wish, and most recently, Esther, the Queen of Peace. They are both published by a publishing company, a Black-owned publishing company, Melanin Origins. And so take a look at Melanin Origins. Louis McLean is actually the lead over there, and when I tell you they have some excellent literature for children that is primarily themed with Black people in mind, Black authors, Black illustrators, and we really have the kids in mind. Esther, the Queen of Peace, is actually a part of a Bible series called the All in All series, and it's based on the fruit of the Spirit. So it's not just Esther. There's Joseph. There's Abraham. There's Deborah. So we have several books within this series, and it's an amazing series because the books are short and sweet and to the point, and it gives the kids a very childlike version of the stories, you know, because sometimes the stories, the readings in the Bible can be a little bit hard to understand for babes in Christ, literal babes in Christ. And so these books come from a child's perspective. I actually have my children help me with editing when I write a lot of times. So so they come from a way, they come from a child's perspective, but they come in a way that children understand. I'm also, I've been working in nonprofit for years, over 15 years. As you mentioned, I worked for the Tom Joyner Foundation. Now at this point, about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, I used to work there. I did the Tom Joyner Foundation. We offered some universities. So, yes, I did attend Southern University, and I got my graduate degree at Texas Southern University. But honestly,
hey, girl. What's
up? Right, Tigers? But honestly, I consider all of the HBCUs like home because of my work with the Tom Joyner Foundation and helping students acquire their education. So I did that. I worked at my children's school. Actually, it was the elementary school, faith-based elementary school, writing grants and working in admission. And so, but now I currently freelance with grant writing. So I really like to write grants because I like telling stories. I've always been a storyteller ever since I was a little girl. I love writing stories. I don't know. I got that from my mom. My mom, she would have papers laying around with things that she had written. And so I really love to write, and it just carried over into me writing books. I even sit and write scripts. I mean, I've done like little plays in church and at school and everything that I've written. But the published books that I have, it ended with that. And And then also with me writing grants, I love telling your story. So, you know, if you have a grant that you need written, that's something that I'd like to do. But you're going to have to break it down for me so I can understand you in detail so that I can write a beautiful story, a beautiful story for your organization. I'm also – oh, go ahead.
No, I just say how awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And then I also have I have a nonprofit. Right now my son is using the name as a moniker for a little podcast segment that he did. It's called The Athletic Formula, and it infuses ministry, academics, and sports. He's a basketball player. He's played other sports as well. But it infuses the three, because what I wanted to do was provide an opportunity for students and parents to find out more about how they can dive into this sports world and stay true to their faith and stay true to academics as well. So we're kind of still working with that. It's a nonprofit, the Athletic Formula. And then I have a ministry, Rearing Royalty. Rearing Royalty is, you can actually visit Rearing Royalty at rearingroyalty.com. It's all about supporting parents on this mission to raise our children with a belief in Christ. And so you can find blogs there. You can find our show, Brand New Day Emily, where I am co-host. I do a Fearless Family segment. So that's part of that Rearing Royalty. And then there's also my books there and also a Christian-based children's clothing line. So you can find all that there at rearingroyalty.com.
Awesome.
And I thought I was busy.
So awesome.
I thought I was busy, man.
You know, I don't know. It's just like it just keeps coming. Like, and I try to stay focused, like especially I think nonprofit has really kind of been my thing for the past few years. Like God has me here. But I can't separate myself from writing. I really love to write. Like when I get a chance to write, I do it. Photography as well. Y'all, I forgot about that. I'm sorry. 633 photography, that's me too. But I'm just a creative. Like, you know, with some people, like when you're a creative, it's hard to kind of separate yourself from just kind of following whatever call is there, you know.
Right.
When you're creative, if God says, you know what, I want you to write this whole book, you write that whole book. If it's in the clothing line, okay, you design that clothing. Whatever it is that he's gifted you with, it's almost like you just got to do it until it's gone, you know, until the itch is out. So, I just call myself a creative at this point.
Yeah. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen on the network, I don't feel bad now. I'm 60 years old. And I see you went to Texas Southern University. When were you down there at TSU?
I was at TSU in 2001, 2002.
Yeah. Well, I was down in Texas Southern in 1979.
Yeah, that's when I was born. So yeah.
That's when you was born in 1979. You were born in 1979.
Correct.
Oh, you just a little young whippersnapper then.
I don't feel like it, though. You can't tell me. Actually, my birthday is
a T. Oh, wow. Oh,
wow. On Wednesday.
Well, you know, that's amazing to me. And I had another host. I had another guest the other week, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
Pandemic. What pandemic?
Oh, yeah. He was like, what? He was like, I'm busy, okay?
Well, I thought he was busy. I thought I was busy.
I'm busy.
Lord have mercy. You know, do you got your skateboard with you?
But you know what? When 2020, when all that first hit, I took advantage of it. Like, I was great. Like, thank you for this rest. You know, there was a lot going on. But, Lord, thank you for this rest. And... But, I mean, we got in the yard, we worked on our yard, and we did things like that. But other than that, in terms of trying to create all this stuff, no, I was just trying to figure out what was going on. I was sitting at the house like everybody else.
Yes. So, well, that's really awesome. But I would ask you this question, you know, with all that going on and that you have shared, how do you balance it out? You know, how do you balance out being a mother first and foremost? With two, I think you said you had a son and a daughter, you know, and a husband.
I do.
How do you balance and juggle all those hats? as being a young whippersnapper. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I have a bonus baby. She's my bonus daughter. She's 21. Let's see. You know, it takes a lot of prayer, because I'm going to tell you, some days I feel like, Lord, where is my right hand? Where is my left hand? So
right,
it takes
right.
a lot of prayer. And it takes me just setting aside some time to just write it down for a minute. Let's write these things down. Let's put in the computer schedule going. But I'm going to tell you, if I can, like, I'm here most of the time at home doing my work. So I'm prioritizing my family as much as I can within the day. Like, I really have to make them a priority. So, you know, you and I talked earlier. What was I doing? I was at a basketball practice. And it's not just me, or it's all of us. We're at this basketball practice. Like, we travel in a pack. So if people want to know why I'm late to something, it's like, because I got three other people that's coming with me. So that's just how, I mean, we travel in a pack, we prioritize. But I think that comes from our humble beginnings. Like, we're still working on trying to be millionaires. You know what I'm saying? So,
That's why I'm busy.
Right. We're still working on that.
Because sometimes we can have it.
Right. And we definitely can. So sometimes, like, maybe the car wasn't working this week. So we got used to kind of just being with each other all the time. So I've been able to prioritize my family in that way, because we just enjoy being together. And even if, like, I got to go to something for work, you know, I might say, hey, can you drop me off so that, you know, and we're not talking about, ooh, this is date day or date night. You know, the kids might be at school, but can you drop me off, honey, so I can go over here? But that's our time together. So
I get it.
So
I don't know.
Well, hey.
Utilize it. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, we got to take a break. And when we come out of this break, we will continue our conversation with Ms. Dion Lack. You can see, to all of you that's, you know, complaining, to all of you that ain't got nothing to do. She got enough to do for you and me.
Right. She's going to delegate.
I do.
You know,
I know.
Take some of this weight off of her.
Please,
it's a passion.
Y'all.
She's driven. That's one thing about having the passion, right, and the calling. She's driven.
Yes.
So she's probably getting a lot done, not even realizing it.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the network and on the phone lines, we're talking to Ms. Dion Lack. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come out of this break, we shall continue our conversation. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more stuff right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
It's not that I don't want you here. It's something about the way. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away. Palm trees, beach views, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in the visions on replay. Sit right next to you.
Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
I'm Chuck, the owner of Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. We're coming live, and you can listen to us on the E-Man Radio Show. After Hours Radio Show on WeTalkRadio.com. Be live with E-Man himself.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We so excited and delighted that you guys would join us tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network. You are listening to your number one station. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. We're back, Mandy. We're back.
We are back.
We're back in the building. We are talking to a radio personality, Miss Dionne Lack.
Yes.
We have her in the building on tonight. Dionne, are you still with us?
I am here.
Yes, she's chilling like a bug, so we chilling like a bug with her.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Welcome back, Miss Dionne. So let's just jump right into it. We know that you love to write. We talked about your two books that you have written, A Mother's Wish and Esther, the Queen of Peace. What I would like to ask you is, when did you first discover that you have the passion to write?
Oh, wow. Probably, I would say, I had to have been somewhere between 6 and 10 years old.
Hmm.
Yeah. I used to just sit and write scripts and long poems. And, I mean, I just really loved to write.
Right. So did you always know that? Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just saying, even as a child, I just loved to write.
Right. So from 6 to 10, when did you make the decision that, hey, I'm going to be a writer one day? When was it made plain to you?
Ooh, so probably at about fifth grade, I remember just wanting to be famous when I was a little kid. I'll say that. things change as you get older. I'm just gonna tell y'all something. So when I was a little kid, I told my mom one day. I remember it vividly. My mom passed away in 2001, but I remember it vividly. I was about 8, 9 years old. And I came to her. She was standing in the bathroom mirror, and I said, if it hadn't been for you, I could have been Rudy on the Cosby Show. Like, if it hadn't been for you and my dad. Mm. Now, my mom, she wasn't the kind who just be like she whipped my behind. So I don't even know how I felt like thought that I could come to her saying something like that. But I was like, you know, I could have been Rudy. I could have been Rudy on the Cosby Show. And so she was like, okay, well, show me then. So show me. So she put me in acting school, and I started doing a lot of public speaking, and I went to Kim Dawson and Margot Manning, and I took acting school for a few years, and acting school classes for a few years. And at the time, in the early 90s and late 80s, it was not a real good time for, you know, black kids. In terms of acting and television, we weren't just all over the TV screen. They would come, usually the casting agents would come for children who were redhead, blue-eyed, blonde hair, blue-eyed. So it was rarely us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a hard fight to try to get into acting at that age. It wasn't so easy to be Rudy on the Cosby Show. My mom, what she did was she said, you know, once I got to a certain age, she said, okay, you got to take it from here because this is expensive and you just got to do this on your own. So I stopped for a little while. I just kind of did some local things. I continued to write, and that was the thing that I knew that I could do. And I mm-hmm. continued to do public speaking, so I would participate in public speaking competitions, things like that. And then when I got to college, I studied communication because my sister said there's no way they're going to let you study theater because they don't feel like you can make any money with that. So, you know, go study communication, because, and that's what she did. So I did communication. Hindsight is 2020. I would have stuck with theater. But, you know, especially knowing that I would have a loan to pay for later on, so I would have done what I wanted to do. So I did communication. I did some little acting here and there in films, some interning with, like, Rap-A-Lot Records and, mm-hmm. like, visiting Music World and things like that, and just trying to just find my space in mm-hmm. entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I never really could find my space in entertainment, and in a way it was probably good, because I feel like you have to be ready for that kind of world.
Yeah.
If you just go out there in this world. yes. I mean, because to be truthful, before I got married, we got married in 2008. My plan was to move. If I didn't have a husband by August 8th, 2008. I was moving to L.A. and I was going to be an actress
mm-hmm.
because and I actually ended up being engaged. And so I stayed here, of course, and I did a few little short films with some friends. And I mean, but I just was like, you know what? That probably was not for me. I would have been eaten like a lion eating me, like devouring me, because I just don't feel like I was ready for that. You know, I don't think my maturity mm-hmm. level was there. My faith definitely wasn't where it needed to be. And mm-hmm. I just feel like Hollywood would have just eaten me up alive. So mm-hmm. I'm so grateful that I did not take that route as much as I wanted to. But mm-hmm. now I know how to prepare myself, like, if that is a route that is for me or for my kids, like, I feel like I'm able to prepare their minds for that type of thing. Like, my kids modeled for a few years as babies, and I stopped doing that with them as much because I started seeing some of those things I didn't like even in the modeling industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very protective of their space, you know. I don't think that I don't like the exploitation of children. And so I don't want them to be in that space just yet. Some grooming that we got to do before we get there. Like, you know, if it is meant for my son to play in the NBA, if he gets that opportunity, or if it's meant for my daughter to become this world famous artist or whatever, I got to prepare their minds for that. I'm not just going to put them out there to the wolves, throw them out there to the wolves. So that's where I started. It was the writing,
you know,
but I wanted to act. I wanted to act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how did you stay encouraged during the process of wanting to become an actor, you know, going through acting school, trying to find your niche, that mm-hmm. desire not working out? How did you keep mm-hmm. yourself encouraged to move into the avenues that you're currently in?
Oh, Lord, that's a day-to-day struggle. That is really a struggle. I would love to still, I still love to maybe do some acting here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But encouragement, let's see. Again, that goes back to the prayer. And then just knowing that at the end of the day, I have to really think about what is it that I want out of those things. Is it the fame? Is it the fortune? Mm-hmm. What is it? And so having to be real with myself, being honest, like, you know, Deanne, if you go out here and go to Hollywood or go to New York, like, who will you become? Who will you be? So I have to be real about who I am and what it is that I want from that experience, because it's not all it's glamorous, but it's not all that is cooked up to be. And so what encourages me now is to know that, you know, I'm having what I'm choosing to do is it's something that I feel like I'm safe, and maybe that's, I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because people tell you to take risks, but I feel like it's something that I don't have to feel guilty about, like, my time. I'm spending too much time over here, or I'm not really doing the things that I enjoy. I'm being forced to act in a position that I don't want to be in. You know, I still feel like I can produce that big film, but now I feel like it's on my own terms. Like, I'm encouraged because I'm growing older and I'm growing wiser. So when I do things now, it's on my own terms. It's not because if I was 20-something, I'd be doing it just because I want to be famous and I want to be rich and I want everybody to know me. Now I'm doing it because this is what I want to do. I'm passionate about it. I love it. I love to write. I want to, you know, I want people to be inspired by what I'm writing. I want people to be inspired by what I'm doing. It's not that little girl in me anymore that's just like, I just want to be seen, you know?
Yes.
So that's so what encourages me.
Yes. So beautiful. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen on the network and on the phone lines, we are talking to a radio personality and author, Miss Dionne Lacks.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting here, we're listening to her wife for number one as we sit back and let her just share with you guys. Hope you get encouraged and inspired to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. If you're trying to be a writer, or you want to be whatever you want to be, you can succeed if you put your mind to it.
Right.
She talked. You talked about writing, and this was bringing me to this question because I do want to talk about your books, A Mother's Wish. Tell us a little bit about that book, and where did you come up with the name A Mother's Wish? Talk a little bit about that to Ms. Dionne Lacks.
Yeah, so A Mother's Wish was written for my son. My son, he's 12 years old now. I wrote that book 12 years ago, and I actually, it seems like it was just yesterday. It took me a while to publish it because I could not find an illustrator. And so I finally found an illustrator, and actually probably when my son was about six or seven, and I found an illustrator, and we published the book with Melanin Origins. My cousin, she had a series called Lunchbox Louie and Friends, which is a great series, and she told me about Melanin Origins, so I published with them. And the book was, it's inspired by my son. It's inspired with the thought that mothers have a desire for their children to become great, to do whatever they do and do it in a great way. And it's all, and it's a faith-based book as well. So it's basically saying you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And throughout the book, you have diversity. You know, at first I wanted to be just for little black boys, but then I said, you know what, let's go on and throw in a little bit of everybody in there, because this is not just how much. Because this is not just how, you know, I'm not the only mom who feels this way about my child. So, you know, I wanted this to be for how mothers feel about their children, about their sons. You can actually even change the words boy to girl, you know, in here. So it was just important that I had something out here to encourage mothers and encourage their babies as well. At first, it was a little difficult because I'd go to table reads and they tell me, you know, well, why are you writing a book about a boy? You know, there are too many books out here about boys. And, you know, some of the words are kind of big. You know, you don't think they're kind of big because I might have a word like faltered or something like that. Tom, I didn't think so, because even though my son was a baby, I felt like he's going to learn those things. And if he doesn't know those words, that's when dialogue comes up. That's when you start talking to your kids about what different words mean. When he says, well, what does that mean, Mom? Then I can tell him. But then also, I didn't think there were too many books for boys, especially black boys, because if there were, I would have had those books on my shelf. So there weren't a lot of books for black boys, and that's what I was really wanting. And then so we came up, I published the book, and that's the first one.
Right.
And then Esther Queen of Peace, it came about because of the series. We have the series, the All in All series. Louis, the publisher, he said, hey, I have a faith-based series I want you to be a part of, because the Mother's Wish was faith-based. I think you'll really enjoy this. And I said, okay, hey, what do I need to do? The characters that he listed off, I think there was only one female at the time. It may have been Deborah in there too. But I said, I'll choose Esther. when he told me what Esther, what her fruit of the spirit was, he said, peace. I read Esther again, and I said, you know what? I'm not getting peace from this. Because Esther, I don't know, you know, if everybody knows the story of Esther, but Esther, you know, Haman, the king's right-hand man, was about to kill her people. He was about to kill all the Jews. And she had to go pray and fast that that did not happen. So I'm like, I'm not seeing a peace in it. So I had to pray to God, like, hey, can you give me some inspiration on how I can cover this fruit of the Spirit? And I was able to do so, thank God, because she handled that situation in a peaceful way by praying and fasting and going to God so that he could save her from this terrible man. So,
absolutely. We absolutely love the title of your book, Deanne. Yes, Esther was very strategic in the way she carried out the plan. You know, she had the voice that could be heard, and she did fast and she prayed. She labored when nobody else would labor. So for you to name the book Esther, the Queen of Peace, it was dead on. You know, it was dead on.
Yeah,
and those of you that are listening out there that knows the story of Esther, you can absolutely connect with this title, Queen of Peace. And that's exactly what Iman and myself was thinking about. When we read your title, Deanne, we began to think about Esther and how she strategically stopped people from being killed, you know, through her sacrifice, through her obedience, and through her know-how, which was her knowledge.
Yes, and that is so important, especially now, because, you know, one of the first things that we want to do when there's some type of manipulation or injustice going on, we're ready to fight. We're ready to protest. And I'm saying that protesting is not right because I've been in protest before. But we need to handle these things in a different way. We need
so
to
true.
Look at them like, okay, let me go to God. Let me figure out what it is he's trying to say. And because, I mean, the word tells us if we humble ourselves and pray that he'll heal our land. So we got to figure out, like, well, actually, there's nothing to figure out. There's just go to God in prayer and take that seriously, because, like, right now, we got a war going on. We got rumors of war happening. And those things are going to happen to the end of time. And so we just have to determine, like, what our position is in all of this. And we can fight every day for it, like physically fight, but where is that going to put us?
Right.
So I was curious, Miss Miss Deanne, are they hardbacks? Are they paperbacks? How long are your books? And if it's for the children to read, you say it's, you know, some big words in there. You know, it's some big words in there. You know, do I have to have a thesaurus to figure out what that word is? You know, but you made it so simple.
Yes.
You made it so simple where a baby can read it. And, you know, there are exercises in the book that little children can do. Because if those of you listening on the network, you have a child. And she wrote a couple of books, and you want to get your hands on these books because she just said they was both faith-based.
Right.
And being faith-based books, you can sit down as a family. You know, she throwed a few little Caucasian people in there. Mm-hmm. She throwed a few her sons in there. She tried to balance it out.
You
understand that. But at the end of the day, it's people like me and you. This being African-American History Month, it's people that the character looks like me and you, so
they
your
do.
Kids can relate and understand in a Christian way about her book.
Yeah.
So, hey, Mother's Wish and the story of Esther, the Queen of Peace.
Yes.
I mean, well, we got to get our hands on these books,
we
Miss.
We do.
Yeah, we got to get them and read them and talk about them.
Yeah, so can you tell us where we can go to purchase your books?
Definitely. So, rearingroyalty.com. You can find both books there, rearingroyalty.com. They actually lead you to Amazon. A Mother's Wish, you can find that on Amazon. You can find that on Target, Barnes & Noble. But both books you can find on rearingroyalty.com, and they will lead you directly to Amazon, so you don't have to search, like, for author name or anything like that. And to answer your question about the length of them, they're actually very short books because I'm that mother who will read to my children, and because it's after 9, 10 o'clock, I'm falling asleep, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, where did I leave off? So they're short enough for you to be able to read and not feel like, oh my goodness, did I fall asleep on the whole book?
Right.
So yes. And as far as the words go, A Mother's Wish initially it's supposed to be like a like that book that you gift a new mother with. So so for the most part, she's reading that book to the baby, and then at a certain point, that baby comes to know what you're talking about. But you can also give that to an older child as well. And it's a talking point. That's an opportunity for kids. It's a reading comprehension thing where you can go and you can ask those questions and y'all can talk about that thing together, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's very important too when kids are reading. There's not the question, there's no coloring books or question books yet, but, you know, that may be coming soon.
Yeah,
that may be coming soon.
I hear you coming. Sequel.
Yes, and then I actually have a book that I'm planning this year. My daughter and my 9-year-old daughter and I, we've kind of written a book together. It's about blended families, and that should be coming out this year too.
That's
as well. So
stay on
the top of that.
Yeah, we're getting ready to talk about. That's one of the questions that I have been sent to me for the E-Man After Show, dealing with blended families. You know, we're gonna talk about that on the E-Man After Show. Us men gonna talk about it because, you know, that's kind of a big thing, especially if you don't understand the language and the culture of, you know, a family coming in a different way.
Hey,
but ladies and gentlemen on the network.
I'm 13 years in. I can join you on that.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you know when we do that topic. But ladies and gentlemen, we have Ms. Dion Lack tonight. We got so much that we want to talk about. We're trying to navigate because she shared a lot, and we wanted to hear what all she had and what all she got. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a busy woman, as you can see, because, you know, my next question would have been, how did you transition from all this writing into radio to become a radio personality? You can see she can talk. And if a person can talk like that, they need a show.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And she has one. She's on Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Yes,
you can check her out Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock Central Time.
Yes, 7 o'clock Central Time. Yes, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Unfortunately, you're sitting across from your competitor. Me and her show is on Blog Talk Radio at 7 o'clock.
I know.
Yeah.
But
it's
you know where y'all can always
replays.
Yeah, we go back and listen to the rewind.
Go back and listen.
Yeah. Shout out to Miss Emily Blue if she's listening tonight because she's you know, always that name Emily Blue, that just ought to be up there in light somewhere.
Right. So
I know. Right.
But
that's
yes,
my LS.
That's her host, Miss Emily Blue, and she's they're a dynamic team, and they're doing the doggone thing. They're doing a good job and a great job. And salute to you, mother. Salute to you, Miss Dion Lack.
Yes.
Reason why I say that, because I'm an African American brother, and I believe in giving all our queens their kudos. I want to give you your flowers while you're living. You're just doing the doggone thing. You're a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You're a wife.
Yeah.
I thought. Listen, when you talk about juggling some balls here, you know, throwing them up in there and catching them and they hitting the wall, this young lady is just doing the doggone thing.
She's
Mandy. She's handling it. And so we want you to stay on the wall.
Yeah.
We want you to keep doing what you're doing. I know we have ran out of time. We got to get you back because it's a lot more we want to talk about. By that time, you'll be done rope me in your play,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I heard her say she right play. You understand what I'm saying? She'll be done put me in a TV show. Somewhere up in there, E-Man going to be up in there.
I know, both y'all. I'll put y'all somewhere.
And so got to have you back.
Yes.
I mean, we're out of time. We just ran out of time, and we got to have you back. It's interesting in talking to you. You have a lot to share.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot going on. And you said you was born in 79. I graduated from Carter High School in 79 and went on over to the TSU. So you must be in your 40s or something. How old are you by what, 41? 42.
I'm 42. I will be 43 on Wednesday, March 2nd.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Well, happy early birthday.
Yes, happy early birthday
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
You know, your born day is on the 2nd. I ain't got no money for you. You got all the money over there because you got all the jobs.
Man. Hey, look, I'm a starving artist.
Yeah, just before we go, you know, do you want to give out any shout-outs to anybody that may be listening tonight? You want to salute to your husband? Matter of fact, I want to salute your husband. Don't know him, but he got to be in listening. He got to be an awesome brother. Why? Because
you
told us you roll in packs. Mm-hmm. You say, listen, I may be late,
yeah,
but all my people are together. You know, my children,
yes,
my husband, we roll in a van together. Don't get it twisted. We heard you.
Don't get it twisted. We together. Yeah. Hey, Hollywood, here we come.
That's all
yeah,
right.
No,
yes.
I give a shout out to my husband, Ramon Lax, that is my partner, my boo thing. I don't say too much about him often, but I really love and appreciate him.
Hey, you better put that black man name up in light. Dog. Hey,
I am.
He is.
Yes, mm-hmm. I love him, definitely. And mm-hmm. then my children, Jonathan, Tracy, Naomi, and my dad. My dad he's gone through a lot this year. So I loved him. You know, if your father's your first love, if you have your father in your life. And so mm-hmm. I'm very thankful and appreciative to have him still here. And my siblings and my niece and nephew and just everybody. Like, we got a tribe, you know. I don't have a really, really big family here in Dallas. And most of my mm-hmm. family is in Louisiana. But
okay.
I'm very grateful for all of them. And this pandemic has put a strain on so
mm-hmm.
many of our relations in terms of being able to see and touch and feel people again. I really
right.
miss my family. I don't know about y'all, but I miss these people.
So,
but I want to give a shout out to all my family and my friends. My friend Karen, she's actually burying her father this week. So I definitely mm-hmm. want prayers to go
prayers
out for
her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm just grateful to be here. And, of course, Emily Blue. If it were not for Emily, I would not.
Shout out to Emily Blue.
Right. Yes, because Emily and Kia, you know, they hooked it up. So I'm here. I'm thankful. I came to her a few years ago. I was like, Emily, you know, you think I can do a segment on your show? And we started that Fearless Family thing. And I'm just so appreciative for her. She's my line
yes.
sister. We're both Deltas. So I'm just thankful that she even allowed me to rein in on what she's doing. So,
mm-hmm.
yes. Emily.
So awesome.
It is awesome.
Yes, yes.
Shout
well,
out to Emily Blue.
We shout out to Miss Emily Blue and shout out to, you know, what you guys are doing. We support you. We thank you first and foremost for just being courageous and bold enough to do what you're doing.
Yes.
Because, you know,
yes.
I sit here, I heard a lot, and it takes a lot, you know, especially in this, and we talked a lot about this industry. It takes thick skin to work. I mean, you work for Tom Joyner, so you know.
Yeah.
I was mentored
yeah.
by Tom Joyner. And
to,
you know, do all those boat trips and do all those white parties with Tom. Because Tom Joyner party all night long. You listen, the lights don't go out with Mr. Joyner.
Oh. Ooh,
you understand what I'm saying?
You know, I used to be
go
like,
ahead.
Man, I used to work. I used to have to work. But now I see how much fun we had in the work. So, yeah.
Right.
It was a lot of fun being had on those parties. And so I'm just like, I've never been on another cruise, but I don't know how I would feel about another cruise.
Yeah, we thank you tonight.
Yeah.
I promise you I wouldn't keep you on here but an hour, but we can go on and on and on. You get to talking. I told you the time was going to fly by. I say, listen, Dion, just
I'm
be
saying.
You.
Dion, I would like to tell you, when it comes to the family thing, if you want company, I'll send my family to your house. Okay.
How many you have there?
I was talking about not just my children, which they kind of grown and gone. There is three of them, but I was talking about the whole family. I was talking about sisters, nieces,
oh,
nephews.
Oh my goodness sake! Yeah. Now we got plenty. You know, I said I got to go on a road trip in the spring because Louisiana or something. Because I have not. Every time we go now, it's like a funeral. It's for a funeral.
I haven't been
see my family, just to see them in a long time. And I really, this pandemic has got to go. It's
right.
Gotta go.
I understand. Well, we want you to stay safe out there, but you'll get a chance to see them, and we do understand you start getting what they call a little homesick, and so with all that you got going on, balance it out and get you a trip in there this year, and take the family down, and you know you need that. You just need that kind of balance. And
sometimes you just have to break away.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so with all the wars that we got going on, you talked a little bit about that. It is the time to, you know, get around your family, you know, because people are here today and gone tomorrow.
That is so true.
You know,
amen.
So, yes. And so.
And our condolences to your friend that you lost.
Thank you.
Well, we're enjoying you tonight. It's a lot more we could have talked about. We got to have you back. I got to have Miss Emily Blue. If you listen, I got to have Miss Emily Blue. We got to bring y'all both back together. We're going to chop it up over here on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to have that.
We're
going to
have to
bring
y'all over, too. Definitely. That would be fun.
Yes. Well, we'll do that. We thank you.
We thank you
just staying up late. You know what I'm saying? You know, now you can go get you some ice cream and go in there and talk to Mr. Lack. You know what I'm saying? And relax, get that relaxation.
Your boo thing.
Your boo thing. That's what I'm saying. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
He is. But I'm like, ice cream, ooh. Yeah, you're right. I actually just bought some, too.
Oh, wow. See, black folk eat ice cream in the nighttime. You understand what I'm saying?
I know.
Yeah,
right.
Lord.
That's dairy.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the network, we want to thank you. We want to thank Miss Dionne Lax for hanging out with us on tonight. And Mandy, this really includes our Black History Month. We have been doing Black History Month all month long over here on We Talk Radio Network.
We have.
And we ended it with radio personality and author Miss Dionne Lax. Why? We wanted to bring on regular people that, you know, we could have bring on some big names, but we want to always spotlight those that people, you know and don't know, and you know, let them get an opportunity to hear.
Right.
Common people like me and you can do this doggone thing.
That's right. And there's a lot of diamonds out there that doesn't necessarily get the shine.
Right.
And so we were just we were elated to just highlight the people that are influential, you know,
and their
voices or their name may go unheard, but yet they are yet making an impact in their capacity.
And this young lady, she's making an impact. She's 42 years old, and she make me feel like I'm 22 years old. we can't complain about nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We got some big shoes to fill, Miss Dionne Lax.
She's doing the doggone thing. And so we
salute you.
We salute you tonight. And,
you know,
balance it out, you know, keep it going. And we here for you. Anything we could do to help you out or anything we could do for you guys, we are definitely here for you.
Right.
And so we'll make sure we get those books so we can talk about them and read them. And we got to have you back.
So
we appreciate you tonight. But, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get on up out of here. We way over time.
We are.
You know, but... yeah, because people start – normally this is an hour and 30-minute show. You know, the E-Man After Show is an hour and 30 minutes. So, you know, but I promised her 10 o'clock.
You told me 10 o'clock, too. I'm feeling pretty young because my mind was at 10.
Well, you know, I let her go, and we really appreciate it tonight.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, we did appreciate you.
Yeah.
And so, guys, we want you to go back on the network. We want you to check out Brand New Day with Emily Blue, co-host Miss Dionne Lack. These young ladies are on at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on We Talk Radio Network. You want to get her books, you can go to www.ruinroyalties.com, and it'll lead you to Amazon.
Right.
It'll lead you to where you need to go. And get this material. Get it for your cheering.
Support.
Don't be jelly, neither. Mm-mm. Listen out there. Don't y'all be jelly. You know, go out and get your sister's book.
Be provoked to get the
Y'all can write too. Melanin Origins, check them out. It's a publishing company. Y'all can write too. Be encouraged. If you have some words on your mind, put them on paper.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that, and all of this will be good for you. So, Miss Dionne, you know, on the behalf of the E-Man After Show, me and Mandy, we appreciate you. We'll have to catch up with you. We got to do this again, and I thank you for coming on, ma'am.
Yes, thank you.
So in the last important words, you got anything left, Ms. Dion, you want to share?
No, that'll be it. If you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at rearingroyalty.com. Rearing Royalty. That is on Instagram. That is on Facebook. That is on TikTok. And that is Rearing Royalty. And then the website is rearingroyalty.com. So I have some information out there. You can follow Rearing Royalty on all those social media channels and the website. And I thank you all for having me, Mandy, E-Man. I really appreciate it. And Emily Blue, Brand New Day, Emily Blue.
Yes.
So thank you all.
Be up next, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We want to thank you. And so, Mandy, we got to get on up out of here. It's been another great episode on the E-Man After Show. We'll be back next Sunday night.
Yes.
Same bad time, same bad channel. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
That's right.
So tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back. Listen, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed.
Good night, Dion, and good night, everybody.
Yes, good night.
Good night.
By the way that you talk to me, even when you're not around, I feel you, boy. I feel you, boy. Tangled in your love and your energy, perhaps it was the way that you smile. I see you, boy. Oh, I need you, boy. Yeah. I've been waiting my whole life.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.